Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopol. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the University of Cincinnati Bearcats, who are down 55-52 at the moment with over 12 minutes left to go in the second half. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out the website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, you found the show. Do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up. I am up to 841 subscribers. I appreciate every single one of you. Now, as I said, the Bearcats are playing right now, and they are down 55-52. So without further ado, I want to bring in my boy, Bearcat legend, the helicopter, Melvin Levitt. What's going on, Mel? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? How you doing? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm watching the game right now, live streaming on my phone.
Yeah, so, I just got home, so I haven't, just jumped right on here, man. I changed clothes and jumped on here real quick. I don't know really what's going on, so thanks for that update, because I haven't been able to check anything to see what's happening.
It's 55-54, 11:56 left. Eason just fouled Forbes from Tulane, and Tulane went nuts. He killed the guy, and all he did was block him, and Forbes went on down the ground. That's one thing that I think people overreact to hard fouls anymore. I mean, if a guy hits the ground, they're like, oh my goodness, that's a intentional. That's a terrible foul. I'm like, he just blocked. He tried to block the shot. He didn't knock the guy on the ground. And Forbes is killing us. He has like 40 something points right now.
Wow.
But
well, this was one of those type of games, man. They're ninth in the league. You know, it's a game that should probably have been dominated or should be dominated, but you know, it's any given game, and NCAA, obviously, as we spoke about earlier this season, about how everything has transpired. So, you know, Tulane was going to come play basketball regardless if they're ninth in the league or not. So,
right. Exactly. And I want to get to now we had another guy. We've had two since the COVID, I call it pause. You know, we've had someone put up his Instagram post from last night, you know, basically saying he's not transferring. He's just needs a mental break. And that's where I think fans need to realize that these are still young men. I mean, you're talking 19 to 20, 22-year-old guys. And for them to play basketball right now, they basically have no life. They really can't go anywhere because you don't know where you're going to get the COVID-19 from. You have to get tested every single day. And that's a lot on them. So I can understand, you know, he needs a mental health break. And the thing is, it's not like he's quitting the team. He said he's coming back next year. And I'm just tired of Bearcat fans saying, getting on the players and getting on Brandon and saying, this isn't Bearcat basketball. This isn't that. I'm like, this is a different year, unlike any other year that we've ever had. We've had multiple guys opt out. You know, they couldn't practice that much during the season. They had a break. I mean, it's just, I don't know. How do you feel about the way the fans react to Brandon and just the players in general?
You know, I'm not even, I don't even pay attention anymore. I posted my last thing about the fans in the Bearcat Country group on Facebook, because again, it's atrocious how people speak about things that they really truly don't know anything about. And You see comments from people that just it doesn't make sense how they even word things. So again, it's just something that you just got to leave alone. Now, as far as again the season goes and these kids, you don't know what's going on in anybody's mind, and that's the problem with adults today. Mm-hmm. That sense of ownership or that sense of you have to do this because I'm invested in you with my fandom or my feelings. I mean, you know, put your feelings to the side, because if this was your child needing this mental break and people were coming down on them, you would be the first to defend it. So again, people don't do enough of what they should, as they always say, put yourself in somebody else's shoes. And people don't do enough of that. And especially, again, when it comes to these younger guys and obviously these college athletes who they figure already have everything handed to them anyway. Right. And they're probably figuring what, you know, really mentally could he be going through. But again, that's not for you to question. That's not for me to question. David decided to make a decision based on his, you know, mind state and what he was thinking. And we have no choice but to respect that, man. That's how things go. And again, we as the public got to deal with that. But again, this is what social media has done. Social media has made you feel or made you in this mode of, you know, attack, you know, just to get your satisfaction or get your feelings about the situation out. And again, it's not about you at the end of the day. It's about these kids, and let these kids be kids.
Exactly. And I think, and honestly, I think people should also quit coming at JB. I mean, since the COVID break, they're 5-1. And the only game they lost, they got blown out by Houston. And like I said, Houston is number 6 ranked team in the country for a reason. They're good.
Bingo. And that's another thing. And again, to even argue with someone or even go back and forth with somebody who even had anything to say about really that loss. I mean, yeah, getting beat by 40-some-odd points is never good. But at the same time, I've been on those 40-some-point-plus teams who went in and beat teams that way when we didn't miss a shot, when we had 4 or 5 guys in double figures, okay? When we were ranked high for a reason, because our system and what we did on the basketball floor reflected that. Okay. Houston, again, is one of those teams. They have a style of basketball that's very, very attractive, which, again, all those types of things to voting and all that plays a part. But ultimately, they play good basketball and they shot the lights out. Okay. They didn't miss too many baskets. So again, listen to somebody say, hey, let's fire somebody because of that. You know, you didn't hear from those people the last 2 nights. I've been checking those groups. And those same people that was running their mouths about the loss, you don't see them trying to pick apart the win. You know what I mean? And that's my thing about it. If you're going to, again, be a fan, be a fan. But if you're going to be someone that just comes in and just wants to, you know, agitate and things like that, that's where, again, you have to, again, disassociate yourself from those people. I call it don't be triggered. All right? That's the word. Don't be triggered by certain people who do certain things like that. Coach Brand has done an amazing job for the circumstances that's going on. Again, we're 5-1 since the COVID break. Okay. So again, what more do people want? I tell you what people want. People want their way. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, as we just spoke about, it's not about you or me. Okay. So forget about trying to win a certain way or wanting to be seen winning a certain way because you see what some other team or somebody else is doing, or because you're so selfish in your own mind state and thinking because you want to see a certain thing. People don't want to see Coach Brandon as the coach. That's just it. And that's why
I don't understand that. I mean, what has he done to get that? You know, I mean, he's only been there for a year.
Again, if you read the stuff that people say, well, he doesn't have the personality. Well, he doesn't get angry after calls are made. He's dry in his interview process. Those are all personal things, all right, that comes from a person that just don't like someone because of who they are, all right? At the end of the day, the guy has done what he could do with our situation, man. Again, like I said, we're winning basketball games. This university team is not bottomed out. It's not tanked out. Again, what's going on around the country, you can witness is some of the top programs. They're losing. They're getting beat too. So, again, man, I told you, as I just said earlier, I put my last thing in that group about fans, man.
You should join my new Facebook group. I sent you a link to it. It's called Bearcat Ruckus. That's a new one I started. So
Okay, I was trying to figure out what that was. I didn't know if that was somebody else asking me to come on their podcast or what.
No, nope, that's me, man.
I got two podcasts right now. Ooh, I could try to do two at one time. What's up? Let's do it.
Melvin, you're going worldwide, baby. You're going worldwide. That's what happens when you come on the Strawberry Ice Show.
You know what, man? I'm just happy again, man, to be in the position to still be around basketball a little bit, teach it, coach it, train it. You know, did obviously, you know, do things like this, man, you know, get on, you know, podcasts and, you know, shed light on what's going on, what I think is going on, you know, with the place that I spent 4 years, you know, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat and a lot of tears. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. Bearcats are up 69-62 now. Madsen just drove to the layup and got fouled.
There you know, we go. There's an and one. That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. I heard I was listening to Terry Nelson yesterday. He was on or last night. He was on Lance McAllister's show, and I guess somebody came after Brandon on the John Brandon show and was saying that Madsen is not a D1 player. And I'm like, have you seen the kid shoot? I mean, I think he's gonna be one of the best shooters we have. And everybody, Michael Davenport is stepping up huge. I mean, he is making this team. So we got players.
Local product, man. Proud of Davenport, man, for, again, staying home for one, you know, sticking around. Then for two, asserting himself. He was down, you know, several weeks back. A couple games that I was watching. Had his head down on the sideline and things like that. Things wasn't going too well for the team or him personally. But it's good to see him persevere. It's good to see him come back and have a moment like he had last night, you know, with ice in the game. Again, to see those things happen, and obviously, you know, again, that whole Madsen thing, as you mentioned, man, those are all, again, personal feelings about people, man. You know, that kid looks like he can stroke the basketball if he really gets going. Hopefully, you know, he gets more in the position to just be able to maybe come off screens or do some standstill, you know, knock down, catch and shoot type stuff, because he's got a nice flicker, man, going on.
Oh yeah, he is the first person I've ever seen when he shoots free throws. I mean, he just grabs it and shoots it. I mean, it's not, you know,
that's natural, man. That's one of those natural type of reflexes. I mean, he's obviously been, you know, pumping that reflex for a long time, and when you're comfortable. Yeah. With your shot, as some shooters are, you'll see that type of release and follow through. They'll just flip that wrist because it's a going motion, man. It's something that's just been happening over and over and over again. That's a good sign because he's very confident.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not like the guys that Brandon recruited, and you got to look at it this way. I'll finish this point first. It's not like the guys that Brandon recruited can't play. They can play. Like I've said, is 90% of our team right now is freshmen and sophomores. I mean, we are relying hugely on freshmen and sophomores. And you got Chris Vogt and Keith Williams. That's your only two seniors. And Vogt in this game cannot get a break. I mean, this guy, he's standing straight up. He's not even coming down to block shots. He's trying to block it up here, and he's still getting called for foul. So that's another guy that I think fans should kind of give a break. Because in my opinion, Vogt has gotten the short end of the stick on a lot of these foul calls this year. And I don't know why, but I guess my point is we have players. Brandon has recruited good players. He's had, I think, 7 now opt out. I mean, anybody, you can take North Carolina, Duke, any of these other ones. If they've had 7 players opt out, they're going to be in the same boat we are. And like you said earlier, the 13 winningest programs, UC is on that list. None of them are ranked. And that should tell you something right there about college basketball and what teams are going through.
Right. Nobody really wants to look at that pass. They just want to, you know, again, just kind of view what they see and just kind of, again, just kind of have their opinion about, you know, a situation. But again, like as spoke about with the top teams around the country, man, everybody's taking their lumps. You know what I mean? Again, if they have players, as they have had, you know, some players opt out. And you've seen what happened at some of those universities where kids decided to opt out. You know, things are not going so well for their basketball teams or their football team as this that season just passed. But for us, you know, for it to happen to us, I think it was just that more of a personal feeling for a lot of people, not expecting it and wanting to place a blame in a certain area. They want to place the blame on the basketball program and where they think the basketball program is and where it's not going and who's leading it. That's where that that's where that opt-out blame really goes to. And again, a lot of these people are not really, again, taking into consideration. Again, these guys' family is in their ears. Obviously, the relatives and things like that. And, you know, and these guys are listening more so today than, you know, I'm not saying that we didn't listen, you know, back in our times when we played or to those certain type of things. But guys are listening a little bit more nowadays to, you know, things that's going on. They're listening to, you know, their surroundings a little bit more. And they're a lot more cautious about situations. And again, we cannot fault them for, you know, having an educated mind state about their process, man. You know, who knows, again, really what David is going through. You know what I mean? We can't really get in his mind and understand what's going on. So again, we just can't do, we just got to support him, you know, wish him the best, that, you know, hope that he does come back to be a Bearcat. If he doesn't, then okay. But at the same time, you can't badger a kid for making a decision that, you know, he feels like, you know, is really important right now at his young age. All right. He's 20 years old, as you said, possibly. And, you know, who knows where his future may lie, you know, as far as opportunities go. So this is maybe one of those times where he can just, again, get his mental back right and, you know, go from there.
All right. The score, right now, somebody asked me what the score is. Score is 72-65. Bearcats got the ball. Manson just hit a shot from right at the top of the key. There is seven minutes and 8 seconds left. Like I said, up 74-65. So
are you playing any defense? I mean, 74-65 at with 7 minutes left in the game. I mean, like, we're gonna
In and out. Sorry, there was a Tulane just took like an NBA three-pointer, just went in and out. They're not playing bad defense. I mean, so that's not what people get mad at Brandon for is the defense that they play, because it's not Bearcat defense. Right. But I mean, they're playing better. That's one thing I've noticed too with the when they've come back from the COVID thing is I think the defense has actually gotten better. Oh, rebound. Davenport. Okay, Davenport got the rebound up and good. So we're 76-65, 6 minutes left. We are in this game, and that's the thing, dude. If we can win this and go 6-1 with two guys have opted out, it's ridiculous. Oh, there's a steal. Keith Williams. Foul.
And that's who's been stepping up as well, too. I'm happy to see Keith as a senior getting his just due towards the end of the season, too, because, you know, he's a guy that came in at the beginning of the year. A lot of people expected a lot from him, and he expected a lot from himself. But, you know, things kind of slow. But to see him have the impact that he's been having, you know, I'm really happy for Keith. But back to Davenport, man, passion and the energy that Davenport plays with is really nice.
I love watching him play. And I loved watching Harvey play, too. I really hope he decides to come back. Those two, I think, are two guys you can build around. But even if you go with the freshman we have and sophomore we have now, you have Davenport, you have Eason, who I think Eason is going to be really, really good. I really like his game and his he's a new 21st century big man. You know, he can play outside and inside. He's got the moves that you want in this. But you got Eason, Woods, Davenport, Madsen. I mean, these are building blocks that you can build and move forward on. Now, what Brandon has to do is, you know, we got the transfer portal and how that's going to work, you know, how much they're going to let guys transfer in and out now with, you know, COVID and all that. He's got to get more talent, obviously, to figure out who's going to stay and who's going to go. But it's not like this one that drives me down. The people who complain about John Brandon were the same ones that complained about Mick and how we didn't have the offense and all we ever did was play defense. So now we got a coach who's more offensively than defensively. People are complaining that you don't play enough defense. So, and the thing is,
you're never going to win, man.
Right.
You're never going to win with certain people, man. I'm telling you.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, people forget Mick Cronin didn't make the tournament for 4 years. I mean, Deontay Vaughn, one of the, I felt so bad for him. He never got to play in the NCAA tournament. He was here for 4 years and never played. So that's where it just people like your comment that you hit on Bearcat Country. I actually commented on like, yeah, nobody's coming after Brandon now. Then I had two guys. Well, they didn't do this and they didn't. I'm like, give me a break. Like,
dude, they won. You know what I mean?
They won. 5-1. They won.
They won. Again, no matter how many points it was by or what the shooting percentage was, they won. And again, at these times, you cannot tell me which there's not any team out there that would not take a win. Okay?
Right.
These types of seasons, man. No, I mean, you cannot tell me at any way it comes. So again,
and
I don't care how the wins come, man. You know,
right?
They can win by half a point if that's possible. Just long
and
as
the
they
thing get, is,
as long as they get it.
Yeah, I'll say the thing is, there's only been two games this year that they really haven't been in, and that was the Georgia game and the Houston game. And other than that, they've been in every game.
Which again, athletically, in those two games, we were really outmatched.
Yeah.
Okay. We're outmatched athletically in some really key positions. And again, that's what happens when you play better teams.
Right.
Like it was kind of crazy to see how people reacted, though, again, to that whole situation. Like, wow, how did we go from here to here so fast? But, you know, again, we're still in the thick of things, man. We're doing all right, man. The University of Cincinnati basketball program is, you know, still where it needs to be. And we're going to get, you know, back to where obviously people seem to think we're going to, you know, just happen overnight. Right. We're going to get back to that structure. And again, you know, our kids are battling. And again, that should be the most important thing, man. And supporting them right now, that's the main thing.
78-65, Bearcats are up 5:14 left to go. Well, that's the other thing, too. Is
I'm a little bit confident about 78. I mean, we're on our way to 90, man.
We're doing good. Oh, there you go. Nice. Sorry. Who is that? The kid with the big blonde hair, the guard. I can't think of his name right now. He just made a great defensive play.
Mike Saunders, man. You mean you can't think of his name, man? That's
Mel, I'm getting old, man. I start forgetting.
That's Mike, man. You got to understand. I'm telling you, these youngins nowadays, man, don't like you playing with their name. And I didn't like people playing with my name. You know, everybody would still like to spell my name L-E-V-I-T. Okay, right? You need to understand that. You need to understand this. You get one of these young guys on your show, man, or you see one of these young cats out there in these games. You got to get their name right. Ice Mike. Don't call him Mike Saunders. He don't want to be called Mike Saunders. He want to be called Ice
Mike. Ice Mike? I can remember Ice Mike. That works. Ice Mike. But he made a great defensive play. He's another one I think is going to be good. And when he first
– Yeah, man, his motor, man. He's got an unbelievable motor, man. He is really, really – sometimes I think, man, he's a little bit too fast, but that's just my eye. That's my eyes, and I'm upset at the fact that I can't keep up with him. That's all that is. But that dude, I'm telling you, he's got some quicks. And if he get a couple people on the wing that'll run with him, Zach Harvey would have stuck around, or you know, if Davenport can really develop as that wing athlete, I'm telling you, man, Ice Mike can press that ball, man, and really make some things happen.
Oh, there you go. All right, Easton just hit a three in the corner. It was we're up 81-83. Now Mattson just on a fast break just passed it down to Easton. Now we're up 83-65.
Yeah, I like. We finna run away. It seems like the boys are putting the pedal to the metal, man, and running away with this one.
Well, the thing is too, and they're playing. They're getting defensive stops, and that's one thing that everybody's getting upset about. We don't play defense. They're playing defense, and the thing is, you gotta look at. This team is constructed differently than any other Bearcat team. It's more they're an offensive or an outside inside team. You know, the Bearcats with Huggins and Mick, they were pound the ball inside. You know, sometimes throw the ball up off the glass and go get it, a rebound like Houston does. That's the way most Bearcat teams were. This one's different. It's going to be Brandon likes to spread it out, rotation, which I think is more entertaining to watch. You know, and you're going to score more.
Results are results, man. Again, everybody that's talking that talk, they're eating cat stuff right now.
Yeah, you know I agree with you on
for real. I mean, they really are because, again, here it is. I mean, would you say, what, five minutes left in the game? We're getting ready to go 6-1.
Yep.
You know what I mean? During a break, during a time where, again, everything has been turned on its ear. Kids are opting here, doing this, doing that. But he's been able to maintain, and these kids have been able to maintain. One thing you talk about, you know, with kids and a coach, you know, they talk about the disconnect. Well, it can't be too much of a disconnect. Somebody's connected. You know what I mean? Somebody's connected. The players are connected to the coach, or the coach is connected to some, or the players are connected to themselves. Either or, something's going right down there right now. And you can't complain about it. Only way you can complain about it, again, because you don't like the way it looks.
Right. Exactly. And that's the thing, too. Brandon has got to get credit for this. These kids are playing for him. They have not quit. There's not 1 ounce of quit on them. And that's the thing I noticed in the last game, where we scored 3 points, and then they went on like a 13-3 run. And you're kind of like, oh, is it going to happen again? You know, we're going to get blown up by Houston. But they didn't. They stood their ground. They kept fighting, kept scratching, kept clawing. If you watch the reaction of Davenport and Madsen and all these guys when that game was over, they're jumping around. They are in it together, right. And they are with Coach Brandon. And that goes to Coach Brandon's coaching ability and just getting these kids that he still has to believe and to do what he's asking them to do. And I think that's a sign of a very good coach.
Exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, it's just, we keep talking about that, but I'm just so sick of it. And it's hard. And I got the show here, and I got the different social media stuff, the Facebook. So people are coming at me in different things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you get a lot more of it than I get a chance to even see. So, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people call me a John Brand apologist. I'm like, I'm not an apologist. I'm stating facts. These are the facts of what the man has had to deal with, what these kids have had to deal with. And you guys in your ivory towers and everything are going, well, you should just, you know, man up and play basketball. I'm like, you have no idea what they're going through.
I mean, it hasn't been the perfect year. You know, he has made some mistakes.
No, by no means.
You know what I mean? They've lost a few games. A couple performances could have been better that wasn't up to par. But, I mean, at the end of the day, again, what can you really complain about? The simple fact that, again, the guy is getting W's.
Right. Exactly.
He's getting W's, man. I mean, I just gotta keep bleeding on the fact that it's just really getting started for him.
Right. You know, the thing is, too, you also have to look at it this way. With the guys that have opted out, like Davenport, he's guarding guys that he shouldn't be guarding. You know, they're bigger, strong, and stronger than he is. You know, because he's probably going, like you said, he's going to be a wing guy, but he's guarding centers, power forwards, you know, because he has to. You know, so you got to give him credit, because people get mad about the defense. Well, you got to look at who's guarding who and what they have.
Yeah, being outsized and being outmanned is, you know, that plays a part, man. Physicality plays a part in the game. So, you know, whenever you get outmatched in certain positions, you know what I mean, you don't have those numbers, then, yeah, it's going to definitely look a certain way. But, you know, again, as a former player, man, you know, as a supporter of the university and the team and the coach, you know, I feel like, again, you know, to get – wins however you can during these times, you know, is important. We're winning some games, finding out about ourselves as a basketball team, with winning close games and playing through, you know, a tough time like this. You know, hopefully these guys get a chance to reopen things back up next year.
That's good. I love that.
It'll be fun to see, because what they've done this year together and battled through a time mentally together, I think it's pretty cool, man. It needs to be, you know, it needs to be some credit thrown in that direction, you know, for those guys doing that.
Exactly. It's going to make them stronger in the long run. All right, I got a question here from Crypt Keeper. It says, Melvin, could you touch the top of the backboard back in the day?
I can touch the top of the backboard now.
Woo! Throwing it down, baby.
No, man, I don't want to put that out there like that, because then people are gonna be hitting me up or going to social media. I got a real close finger, man, right there towards the top. I didn't grab the top of the backboard, no, which I don't think that's possible. Anybody can do that. There's the whole quarter type of deal where you knock the quarter off, but
right.
I got my finger.
Ooh, there you
really,
go.
Really close to the top, man. So, you know, I wouldn't say I can grab the top of the backboard, but that was pretty close, man. One finger away, man.
Hey,
that ain't bad.
I give you props. All I could do back in the day was get hung on the rim. That's all I could do. I could never get the bottom of the basketball over the rim. And that was, 100 pounds ago. So I have no shot of doing it at all now.
I jumped my highest. I would like to think I jumped my highest in high school, going into my high school career. Once I got to UC, started to pack on the muscle and stuff right. like that. And jumping already becomes, formed at that moment or that point athletically. So I think I got like maybe one or two extra vertical inches on my vert, do my UC time, maybe three. But my highest point jumping was through my high school years. And that's when we had those moments of just, wow, what was that? And that's my guy brought up, having an opportunity to touch the top of blackboard. That was early in my high school career.
Well, we can see you still got the muscles on. We can see the gun show there.
I've been trying to get ready for this TBTY. Well, I stay in shape anyway, man.
You know what
I mean?
Talk about the TBTY.
You gotta do that regardless. I try to stay in shape regardless. But, I've been trying to, really stay in it, man, and really try to get ready for this TBT basketball tournament, man, here this summer. We're going to put the team back together. We're going to start putting things out here the next week or two to get the fan base up. But, yeah, man, Levin feel like, he can get out there on the basketball floor and still move around a little bit, man. I still do a lot of training with kids, and I move around a little bit with them sometimes when I'm out there, and it still feels real good, man. So why not? Why not give it, one more chance if I can? I always say I'm not going to stop until I want to, and dunking the basketball a week and a half ago, man, got me thinking like, wow, man, maybe if you actually, did some running and, did some regular type of, working out, maybe
some Bell's getting the juices flow. He's like, I can do this. I'm ready to go.
Right. Yeah, man. It wasn't just like one of those, spur of the moment things, you feel good for like 24 hours and you're like, ooh, yeah, I'm pumped. Nah, man. When that moment hit me some odd weeks ago, it's been there ever since, man. It's like, you know what? Why not? It's the year of the 21. All right. 2021.
There you go.
The year of the helicopter. All right.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
One. I got to get one of these shirts, too. I got all kinds out. I got the beanies out. You got to get with me, though, on my social media, stuff like that. I can send Jeff the link and all that to me. You can get to me. But, yeah, as I said, man, I'm trying to get ready for that, man. So far, so good.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you guys – ooh, 3-4 from – yep, Manson hit another one. 89-69. Yeah, this thing's over, dude. It's a minute 43 left, so. But do you guys – do you have any 20. Do you have a confirmed former Bearcats that are going to be in the TBT with you?
Well, just in speaking with a couple of the guys the other day, and that's the thing about confirmation. I don't want to put confirmation out there where guys really didn't put confirmation in. The only way I put out confirmation about this team is when guys start to put in videos, okay? Because that's the telltale as far as, okay, I'm involved, I'm committed. Those videos are the most important thing. You got to go to the website and put your video in. You can tell me all day, yeah, Mel, I'm going to play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Doesn't say anything to me or the TBT unless your video confirmation is in. So, but in speaking with a couple guys, man, I mean, we got the regular guys on board. I mean, we lost one this year with Yancey. I think Yancey's going to run with the James Madison group. I think he got some, you know, personal connections there, which, again, the TBT, you know, is a business, and it allows you to be able to do things like that. You know, even though right. you went to another university, you know, if you got ties somewhere, if a team wants to sign you, you can sign with them. So, you know, shout out to Yancey Gates, the real Gates, you know what I mean, you know, on social media, yep. Cincinnati, obviously, playing with James Madison. Wish him the best of luck, you know, in the TBT 2021. Hope they get in. Hope we get in. Hope you get a chance to play them. You know what I mean? All that good stuff.
So what you're telling me is all I have to do is make you a video and I have a chance?
No, I'm going to tell you what. When this thing first jumped off, man, when it jumped off, man, you had all kind of things going on. You had all kind of videos coming in from everywhere. You had all kind of teams being formed and stuff like that. And right. it's all about your credibility, man. If you, you know, if you can get a video and put some things together skill-wise, and then you're not asking for a lot of money on the payout, you know, you might get a roster spot.
Shoot, how about I just be the guy, the big super fan on the bench, just cheering you guys on? Yeah,
that works too, man. You know what I mean? We can use that stuff, man. Definitely, the more fanfare, you know, the better for us. Again, we were coming again with this thing again for, you know, another season, and you know we want to again keep the Bearcat University of Cincinnati Bearcat basketball tradition going. And, you know, this is one way, again, to participate in this tournament to be able to do that. So I'm going after the normal crew. You know, I talked to Octavius yep. Ellis the other night, talked to Farrah Cobb, you know, guys like that, man. We're, you know, we're hoping, you know, really want to get in and want to do it. Coriante DeBerry again is coming back, so we should be all right.
Now, some of these guys are well, actually, I mean, I don't know. Are any of these guys actually still playing professional, like overseas or anything?
Yeah, they're
like
all over there. They're all playing right now. Yeah, okay. Farrah's playing. Octavius Capella playing high level. Coriante's high level as well. All these guys have been still out there on the grind, man, which is, you know, it's pretty cool. And that's the thing about, you know, trying to, you know, establish this a little bit more. And that's the important thing, you know, is making sure people know what these guys are doing. You know, right. these guys right. are still out there on their grind, man. They're still out there playing places. You know, Justin Jackson, I just saw, you know, is still out there playing on the grind. You know, Sheck Mulch, mm-hmm. you know, is out there on the grind. Ibrahim Thomas is out there, you know. But these are people that you don't hear about.
Right, and that's the cool thing, too, is you can keep up with these guys.
This stuff not talked about because they're not, per se, were some of the most popular Bearcats of others. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, they were Bearcats. You know what I mean? Exactly. They played here for the University of Cincinnati, and they're still out there, you know, earning a living, playing professionally, doing their thing, man. So that's I want to keep that light shining a little bit, you know, as far as that going, what those guys are doing, man. And again, this tournament is that opportunity to keep people, you know, up to speed and keep them in front of us.
All right, just give you an update. Bearcats won. Davenport had a career high 27 points. I'm trying to see what the final score is. They're doing the highlights here right now. But this is a good win. This is like I said, man, everybody just needs to give them a break, dude. They're 6-1 now. 6-1 that we've had.
Can't complain, man. Can't complain about that. That should be everybody's post.
Yeah.
6-1.
We're not going to the NCAA tournament, which that's you know, we had a good run. We went a lot, you know, but we got a shot. We could go to the NIT. Who knows what's going to happen?
Didn't we not go to the NCAA tournament a couple years back with another person?
Yeah. That for like 3 years we didn't go.
That did happen, right? Okay, so I'm just asking, just so people understand and they can hear that and compute before they start, you know, going into the offseason talking about what we didn't do this year. There was a previous coach that didn't make the NCAA tournament as well. All right. So keep that in mind when you start throwing rocks at people and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, that's the thing, too. I think this kind of happens with – I love Huggins, and I'm not trying to downplay him at all. But people forget, even Huggins last couple of years, it's not like we went to the NCAA tournament, but we still were getting out in the second round. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, it's the Bearcat program and we're going to the Final Fours and Elite Eights. that hasn't really happened in a while. I mean, that was Huggins in the 90s and when you were playing on the team. That's what you guys did. But the team since then, I mean, Mick, his team made it to the Sweet 16 one time. One time in his entire coaching career at the Bearcats, he made it to the Sweet 16. That's it. So I got a feeling when Brandon gets this going, we're going to go farther into the tournament because the thing about tournament teams is, to me, the teams that go the farthest are guard-oriented. You have like you have two or three very good guards.
You got to have a back. Your backcourt, and well, especially now with this new age basketball,
right?
That they play, your backcourt, you better have some numbers in your backcourt too.
Yes, I mean, three or four guys at least.
Well, not just have some guys that can play. You better have some numbers. Mm-hmm. So, in establishing good guard play, as you just said, is key. And I think our guards are developing. I think again, we got some good guards in some good situations. If they can continue to develop the right way. I think, you know, our backcourt can be, you know, pretty good. I mean, a guy like you said, like Madsen, who's confident as he is only going to get better. He's only going to get more confident as he, you know, continues to get older and play and mature. So, I mean, I'm excited for things like that, you know, to be seen. Teron Eason, another one, who's going to continue to get more confidence, more swagger as he goes on because he's starting to feel the game a little bit as he plays. He's starting to get a lot more comfortable. And once those things really start to click, man, you're going to see, you know, again, what people obviously want to see from the start. You know what I mean? People want certain things from the start.
What was your prediction? Well, how many points did you think the Bearcats could score on this game?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, we was going to at least get – I mean, I wanted them to dominate the basketball game. Obviously, it's a game that we should have dominated and we should won big. But I was thinking at least, you know, we would get close to 90. I didn't.
We did. The final score was 91-71.
91-71. There we go. We gave him a dub.
Yes, you know sir. What I mean?
We dubbed them.
Yep, got him a dub.
We dubbed them and we got a dub. Double dub. I take that.
Exactly. Double dub. All right. Crip wants to know, where was the worst place you played in Conference USA?
The worst place.
I think I know, but go ahead.
Oh, wow. The worst place as far as, you know, what is he? I mean, I'll answer that a couple ways.
I would say as far as the crowd goes.
The worst place is as far as probably the setting, okay? I'll take you through the setting first. Worst place as far as the setting playing a basketball game was either – the University of Tulane at that time,
right?
Because their gym, you know, it's a band box. It probably still is a band box, but
it looked like a high school gym.
Right. It was really, really small.
Right.
Southern Mississippi, you know, I didn't like their setup the way that went because that was more like a small Division II, Division III type of setting. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was loud, you know what I mean? But it felt like, you know, you really couldn't get a feel for what was, you know, really going on out there on the floor or something like that. Not far as spacing and all that go.
Right.
Now, as far as fans, I mean, fans are terrible, man, wherever you go. But with Conference USA at that time, it was brutal.
Yeah, right? Especially against you guys.
Wherever we went, it didn't matter, man. It was terrible. My top three, okay? One, St. Louis.
Yep.
The Billiken. Man. I hated to go to St. Louis. Why? Because they were going to make sure that you heard them the whole time. All right. they had new chants for us every time we got there. I don't know. And that's the thing about social media. If social media was really going on, they would have had a field day. But I never knew how they found out some of the stuff that they found out about some of the guys on the team at that time that they were chanting, you know, in the crowd. Like, wow, these kids really did their homework. So,
what was that though? Instead of going to school.
Yeah, man. So, St. Louis is number one. Two, UAB.
Yep.
Okay. Alabama, Birmingham. All right. Another small venue where the people are on top of you. Okay. Like, right. I mean, they're like, the bench is here. They're right here. You know what I mean? And it's like not too much.
You hear in and near. Sounds like they're right here in your ear.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough you can't hear what's going on the court. You know what I mean? Obviously on the bench, but being on the court at the same time, man, it's tough because, again, they're screaming and they're berating you. And, again, there were some creative kids down there that came up with some lovely chants that, you know, I can't repeat on here at all. Then, obviously, you know, the battles in the wars over there down in Charlotte, man. That was just – that was like, you know, pull the gloves off, pull whatever you had off on your hands, and let's just fight. Right? And that's what those fans sometimes felt like, man. They felt like they really wanted to fight us at times. Like,
didn't they try?
Like they really wanted to try to physically – get to us, like if they could, but what were you going to do if you actually got within your range? What were you going to do if you got in your range of Danny Fortson?
What were you going to do?
You actually put yourself in the range of Kenyon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
What were you actually going to do? So it was kind of like one of those things where they thought they wanted to be physical, but they didn't. But if they really thought they could actually do something to one of us, man, and get away with it, I think UNC Charlotte fans are those fans.
Yeah. Well, that was their version of social media. They're big and bad in the student section. You know, everybody's big and bad in social media until you actually like come up to them and talk to them. So they're big and bad up in the student section. Come up on you guys. You're like, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you.
UNC Charlotte would have talked.
My bad.
Everybody else talk about it.
Yeah.
Or thought about it, but I think UNC Charlotte fans would actually try to fight us if they
Who's the group? Sorry, Mel. But who's the group of fans? Didn't somebody start throwing batteries at you guys? I thought I heard
that was them. That was them.
It
was the batteries. They threw nickels, dimes,
yep.
quarters.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rough night that night, man. That had the potential to get bad.
Oh yeah.
I
could not stand them. Oh, their fan base drove me nuts.
It was good times, man. A lot of other places, though, it was just fun to go play. Louisville, you know, it was fun to go play at Louisville. I enjoy really going down to play Louisville. South Florida was a blast always. Memphis, you know, it was something about going to play Memphis, man. Obviously, the war is going back to the Great Midwest. You know, Memphis was always, you know, a cool venue. You know, to go down and play and be a part of. Let's see, who else was in that league?
You named about everybody I can think of.
I think that was just about everybody. Was it South Florida, Southern Miss, UAB? Somebody's gonna get mad at me, man, because I'm missing somebody I know.
Yeah, because Houston, Central Florida, none of them. They weren't. Wait, bingo. Was Houston?
Houston
was the other. Yeah. Yeah, because that's when I think Clyde Drexler was their coach. I'm not sure if he's coach when he played or not.
We went down there and gave him a 40 dub.
Exactly.
So for them to give us a 40, they was probably looking at that film from back in the day. Like, man, we got to get them back for that, man, because these boys came through here, and man, it was like a tornado came through Houston, man. We really swept them boys up like that. That team that year, man. We put a hurting on the Houston Cougars that year.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is you got to get back to this year. For all these years that the Bearcats have been the, you know, number one program in whatever conference they were in. Well, not really the Big East, but, you know, the Conference USA and here in the American. This year, these teams are like, we actually got a shot to beat them. So they are coming after them.
Oh yeah,
without a doubt. Putting on them because they owe them. You know, they owe us.
Man, look. I'm gonna tell you what, and it's a shame it does, and it's going. This is probably gonna make you think a little bit. To opposing teams, the name across the chest, Cincinnati, does not lose its luster.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, though, it does with the fan base. I don't understand that.
No, yeah,
if the opponent that you're playing is trying to wring your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That should still tell you what that means. It means a lot. And you should still feel like this basketball and this university still feels a lot because teams are trying to take our heads off. And they're going to. Mm-hmm. It's just like all the guys that are playing against the LA Lakers right now. Have you seen all these guys that formerly played for the Lakers? They play against the Lakers, they're trying to take your heads off. Jordan Clarkson, Brandon Ingram, those guys, Julius Randle, those guys are going at the Lakers. Why? Because they've got something to prove. And that name across that chest, they're trying to prove something to. It meant something. Exactly. So they want to get back at it. You know what I'm saying? They want to get back at it any way that they can. May not get back at LeBron, but they don't get back at that Lakers logo.
Right. Well, if you look, and the thing is, if you look at the way Houston and Kelvin Sampson has designed his team, who did he design it after? The Bearcats. They play the way we used to play. That Houston team is the Bearcats.
Tom Izzo at Michigan State. You know what I mean? He took our style and brought it over to the Big Ten.
Right.
You know, the rebounding first, the physicality first, the defense first.
That doesn't go away. That's the thing. That never goes away. Sorry.
So, again, I mean, it's a mantra, man. It's a mantra.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Defense and rebounding usually never goes away. Your offense comes in and out. And that's one thing we've all loved about UC. We're known for toughness. Defense, rebounding, stuff like that. And that's not going away. And it's not going to go away with this team either. It's just a rough year. You just got to relax.
Well, hey, exactly. Like I said, man, they won the game the other night on a defensive stop.
And
they gave up 71 today or 75 today, you know. But they put up 91. So the defensive effort is there. 71 points in a college basketball game, you know, sometimes gets you beat, but if you look around the league, their league, or if you look around NCAA basketball, point totals are up, you know, for all teams. Offensive outputs are off the charts for some teams. So again, to be able to go out here and put up this type of points, but I feel like, again, we had to because of, you know, Tulane's positioning in the league. We had to, you know, kind of put our foot on their throat a little bit, you know. You know, sorry to coach. Is it Rod Spencer? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Sorry to him, but you know, we had to put our foot on their throat because of the positioning that they're in the league and where we are and what we're still trying to prove.
Well, they had a guy, Forbes, I don't know his first name, but Forbes for Tulane, he went off. I think he had like Devort at 27. I think Forbes had like 47. I mean,
that kid was ready to rock and roll, and he came in here ready to rock and roll.
Mel, he was shooting threes from outside the gym, and they were going in.
Wow, and
he was killing it. I mean, and that when a guy's that hot, you can't defend that. I mean, if he's going to shoot the ball from half court and he goes in, what are you going to do? You know,
it was good to see Davenport though. You know, had a game like he had again. He's building off performances, man. He's starting to find himself. All right, which is good to see. It's great to see. Like I said, he's a hometown kid. I know his family's proud of him. You know, his former high school players and coaches are, you know, are proud of him. And again, it's good to see. Hopefully it's a good sign, you know, going forward that, you know, he can continue to play, you know, and lead the team in a positive light, you know, with his energy and passion. You know, one thing that I saw, you know, was that the other night. And it kind of reminded me of myself, man. I play with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, and, you know, it elevated. You know, elevated our guys to another level. I like to think a lot of my energy fed off to Kenyon Martin, you know, maybe fed off to other players, you know, and got them a little bit more hyper about going out and competing a little bit more and maybe lifted them a little bit. Matter of fact, I know it did. I'm not going to say I like to think it did. I know it did because that's why the fans enjoyed it. That's why the people enjoyed it because it netted great results.
Now, one thing I want to just keep this in mind to Bearcat fans. Now, this is still a possibility that this could happen. It could be a long shot, but it could be a possibility. If the Bearcats win the American Athletic Tournament, they're in. And I mean, they have proven they could beat We'll find out Sunday how they do good against Memphis. But in my opinion, right now, here on Friday night at 6:25, I think they can beat any team in the American Athletic Conference except Houston right now. Now, to go to the championship game, they're probably going to have to go through Houston, so it's a long shot. But they still have a shot, and everybody just needs to support the team and just zip it. Just stop with all the negative.
We can beat Houston, man. We ran into Houston in Houston, okay? Is this tournament going to be in Houston?
I don't know. I have to look that up. I don't remember.
If it's not a home game for Houston, 50-50 opportunity or 50-50 chance that they can get beat. So I'm rolling with that. I'm riding with that. I was a player. I have no other way to think about things. You know what I mean? I don't think about it no other way other than the fact that even if we were going into their place, you know, we would win. That's the way I feel. But
and just neutral just site, how cool would that be?
You know, neutral cool site, man. It's a tournament. Again, you don't know what's going to happen on those days, man. Guys wake up. They're feeling a certain way. You know, they got it going rhythm-wise. Yeah. And you see how the ball bounced during that time of year, man. So, you know, I'm excited about it, man. They get a chance at least. And that's all you can ask for.
We are getting to my favorite time of the year. By far my favorite time of the year is Champ Week, rolling into the NCAA tournament. I love it, and I can't wait. And the thing is, I'll put it to Bearcat fans like this. Georgia fans in the Peach Bowl came at me hard. You guys have no shot. We're going to destroy you. Man, we got five-star recruit after five-star recruit after five-star recruit, blah, blah, blah. UC was winning the entire game until the kid made a 50-something-yard field goal. So, stranger things that happen, you just got to believe in the team. And, you know, I can't wait for this season to happen. And the other thing, they're playing four games this week. That's not normal. You normally play two games a week. They're playing four this week, and they've won all of them except for Houston. So I think it's a good look. But Mel, it's about 6:30, and as always, brother, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Appreciate and you gotta hook me up.
We gotta get together. I gotta get some of those t-shirts, and I can rep them on the show here for you.
Yeah, man, we got to throw some stuff in the background and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I will do, brother.
All right, man. Thanks.
Keep in touch. Time, you know
what I'm saying? Go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. Thanks, brother. All right. As always, I love to thank my man, Melvin Levitt. And I know it was all Bearcat talk. And, you know, I'm extremely excited for what's happening with or the Bearcats are going through right now. It's, you know, of how they've come back and how they're playing right now. I think it's inspiring. Honestly, for what this team has gone through and what the people have opted out, and just to see these kids fight and to see Brandon coach his ass off. And we're winning. So that's good. All right, guys. Now, just want to let you know a couple news and notes that I didn't get to. Mark Sheldon tweeted out today that Shogo Akiyama has left the camp for the Reds for a few days for personal matters. It is not COVID-19 related. So that's news of today in the Reds front. Bengals, I thought this is kind of interesting. I'll give it to my boy, Bengal Jim. He posted this on his site. Top kicker free agents. Guess who's number six? Our boy, Fat Randy. I think that's kind of interesting. And another thing, Moose, Mike Moustakas was on a Zoom call earlier today and just explaining about how last year was tough, which everybody knows last year was tough. And he said it was hard for him to get comfortable and get close to the guys because you couldn't go anywhere after the game. You couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't go out and have a couple drinks. You couldn't go out and watch a movie. You know, you couldn't do anything. And that's kind of what I'm saying with the whole thing with the Bearcats this year. They had to be in a bubble, get COVID tested and everything. It's a lot harder than people actually give these guys credit for. So, like I said, as always, I like to thank Melvin Levitt for coming on the show and invite you guys to check out the Facebook pages that help me live stream or let me live stream on them. They are Who Dey Nation, Ohio State Bucknuts, Cincinnati Reds Riding for Third and Heading for Home, and my group, Bearcat Ruckus. I invite you guys all to join those groups. They're Very fun groups to be a part of, very interactive. And they can follow me on all my social media platforms, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'll be pulling the sound off later on today, putting up for the podcast. So if you missed the show, and well, listen to it while you're driving around or getting ready for work or whatever, check it out. I'm on BeanPod, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. YouTubers, we're holding steady. We're at 841. I appreciate you guys. Let's try to get that rolling to 1,000 as fast as we can. I said I was going to do Zeke of the Week, but Jeremy didn't come on, and Melvin was able to come on, so I was not able to do that. So we will roll Zeke of the Week on to next week. But other than that, as my boy Jeremy D would always say, remember one thing and one thing only. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. So act like it. Go Bearcats. This Cincinnati jersey means something. It means a lot. And I think the Bearcats are stepping up and showing what it means to them. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See ya!